The book of Ephesians, chapter 1, let's go to verse 16. The word says, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of the glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realm. Paul has said it perfect. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ give you the spirit of wisdom. You know, I have not stopped praying for you. I have not stopped giving thanks for you. Oh, verse 16, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. But verse 17, to give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. See, to know him better, to gain the true knowledge of God. This is what I've preached, you know, the last 3 or 4 years, you know, that we need to get to know him, to give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Let's go to Job chapter 11. I am going to read it out of the King James Version. Job chapter 11, verse 7. The King James Version says this: Canst thou by searching find out God? And in the NIV it says, can you fathom the mysteries of God? Paul prayed that he give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. That he give you the spirit. You know why? Because the spirit can't be taught. The spirit has to be caught. Well, in Job he says, basically he's saying, can you by searching find out God? You can't. You can't by searching the book, watching movies, listening to the word. You can't know God by searching. You cannot know God by searching. It is the Spirit who opens your heart to the revelation that you can really understand God. When we come to church, you know, we sort of can't get it. You know, the Bible's a little hard, Pastor. You know, well, because you need to continue to come, and then the Spirit is released into you. Your heart is open, and you receive the Word, and now the Spirit has come into you, and you start to understand a little more. And with the help of a good teacher, you know, you start to understand the Word, and the Spirit finds its place in your heart. And it's the Spirit who draws you into the church and have kept you here, because he reveals things in his Word as it's taught that just sits well with you, right? I mean, that's what's kept you here, is the Spirit. Because if you didn't have the Spirit, this would be boring. Gosh, if there's some truth to it, our hearts find peace in truth. There's one scripture that says, no man can come to the Father except through the Spirit draws him. Except the Spirit draws him. Jesus said, no, you can't come to the Father except through me. You have to believe in Christ to get to God. You have to have the Spirit come into you to receive, to get wisdom and revelation, all right? I just needed a... That's not where I'm preaching from today, but I wanted to go there for a little bit just to explain. But verse 18 is where I wanted to preach today from. Verse 18, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance to his holy people. Listen to the King James Version. It says, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. See, everybody knows God loves them. But it will take a supernatural work, a godly work, to open the eyes of your heart. Come on, somebody. How many times have you tried reading the Bible before you really came to church and listened and got it, right? I mean, I've tried numerous times to read the Bible, but nobody home. Light was on, but nobody was home. You know, I didn't get it. You know, you can't read it without the supernatural touch of God. You know, it's time. You know, it's God's timing that our heart, the eyes of our heart are open to it. It takes a supernatural work of God to open the eyes of our heart. Too many Christian hearts have no eyes. And too many Christian eyes have no heart. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying some Christians have a good heart, but don't grow in the knowledge and understanding of God. Then some Christians see what needs to be done or what they should be doing, but they don't have the heart to do it. My gosh. He said, I pray that your eyes, the eyes of your heart, be enlightened. Romans 10 verse 9 says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you'll be saved. Right? If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, people will say that with a good heart, but they don't truly believe God raised Jesus from the dead, so they don't get into their word and gain the knowledge and understanding of our Heavenly Father. It takes a touch of God. You need a godly experience to go further into God. A real godly experience will launch you into more and more. I'm getting ahead of myself. Jeremiah 9:23-24. Let's go there. All right. This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise boast of their wisdom, or the strong boast of their strength, or the rich boast of their riches. But let the one who boasts boast about this, that they have the understanding to know me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in these I delight, declares the Lord. Oh gosh, church. Didn't Paul pray, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of your calling? I love that right there in Jeremiah. But let the one who boasts about this, that they have the understanding to know me. My gosh. Like I said, a lot of people will say they love God, but they don't know him. You know, and so they don't grow anymore, you know. They used to go to the Catholic church, but now they come to a Christian church and just sit there also. They just switch churches, but not in this church. In this church, you're going to get taught that, you know, we should be doing, serving God. You know, not us, you know. The heart to know me. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, that your heart may be spiritually aware, that your heart may wake up. Coming to church doesn't make you a Christian, and that's not what gets you blessed, church. Having a heart for God and a heart that wants to please him, that's what gets you blessed. Not just saying, I love God. You know, I can come across friends saying, you know, hey, do you love God? Come on, you know I love God. You do? I couldn't tell, you know. Why don't they? Why don't they? Because it's a heart matter. The eyes of your heart be enlightened. That's what Paul prayed. Because it's a heart matter that we don't go deeper. Romans 12:9 says, love must be sincere. Love must be sincere. You know, that goes with any relationship, somebody. You know, love must be sincere. Our walk with God is a heart matter. It's a heart matter. My faithfulness, my loyalty, my love, if it's not sincere, my walk's going to be pretty wishy-washy. A wishy-washy Christian, you know? Right? It's a heart matter. Matthew 6:21 says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart. For everything you do flows from it. My gosh. Everything you do, the good, the bad, and the ugly, somebody. Everything flows from the heart. It's a heart matter in this walk. In this walk with God, the heart matters. Guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Proverbs 23:26 says, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes delight in my ways. Psalm 73:26 says, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm 73:26. The heart. I could say that the heart is in the middle of the whole war between war and Satan. Because doesn't God want your heart? And doesn't Satan want your heart? It's the heart. It's your heart that matters, man. It's your heart that matters. Those whose eyes are enlightened and see the things of God have need to be more and more enlightened. I've said before that nothing makes you want to read more of the Bible than reading the Bible. You know, those whose eyes have been enlightened want more and more to be enlightened, a little on fire for God. You want more and more and more. You know, and there's so much more. I'm a pastor and I got so much more that I could be into God. If you don't want more, that's a heart matter. That's a heart matter. Is God enough for you? Paul said, your grace is sufficient for me. What does that mean, Pastor? That means the blessing of God are awesome, but just being saved and called a child of God is good enough for me. That's my great, your grace is sufficient for me, God. I want more than just being a child of God. I want you, Lord. You're mad. I want to be blessed. And the only way we're going to get blessed is by being enlightened and knowing our calling. Let me get there. If you're a lover of God, you're not satisfied with just being called a Christian. David saying, and I think it's Psalm 30 or 32, as a deer panteth for water, so my soul thirsts after thee. If you have a heart for God, you will want more of him. Paul prayed that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called us. God has called us, church. If you have been coming faithfully Sunday after Sunday, midweek, and at events, it's because deep down in your heart, there is a hope that maybe, just maybe, this Christianity stuff is real and God will bless my life. Huh? Right? Right? There's, you know, I've been coming faithfully because it sure seems real and my life has changed and maybe God will bless my life if I choose to walk in his ways. Come on, somebody. You know, if I surrender and obey, maybe you need your eyes of your heart to be enlightened a little more. If that's you, just remember where you were. Remember where you were Sunday morning, every Sunday morning, before you started coming to hear the Word of God. Huh? Maybe you were hungover. Maybe you were broke. Maybe you're heartbroken. Church, there's hope in Jesus. I know the hope I received when I gave my life to Christ. I know God touched me, and I knew there's a better life than what I've been living. I said, my God, I'm done. I love that, more like Jesus. I'll never look back. No, I can't go back. I'm yours. Man, I told that to my own Ronnie at the event on Tuesday. I said, brother, there's no going back. No going back for me. Amen? So why ain't I getting blessed? Can you really say that? You have a roof over your head. You don't look like you're starving. You have shoes on your feet, clothes on your body. But if you insist you're not getting blessed, let me enlighten you a little, somebody. Is God truly number one in your life? Are you faithful to all God is doing in your church? Are you praying? Are you loving? Are you compassionate? Are you blessing others? Or are you waiting for them to bless you or to do as you say? Maybe you have to give yourself a stern talking to somebody. Amen? That's why Paul prayed that you may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you. See, things may not be perfect in my life, but I know we'll be all right. I know we'll be all right. You know? I know we are with God as we trust him. Here we go. That you may be enlightened in order that you may know the trust to which he has called you. I'm preaching now, church. We are called to trust him. That's what this walk is about. I'm not gonna follow your rules and this and that and live the way you want me to live until I trust you. Right? Come on, somebody. You know, I need to know that you're real and that you know that I know you're real and this is what you're asking of me. I trust that. I trust that in God fully now. My life is done, man. I've had it. You know? I live for God. I trust in God. I trust in God with my life, my marriage, my everything. He's my everything. This is the hope that he called you to, that you may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope, the trust to which he has called you. That's what he's saying there, church. Proverbs 3:5-6. The famous scripture there. Something about leaning on your heart. Let's go there. Proverbs 3:5-6. Very familiar. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he'll make your path straight. Why isn't my life going the way I want it to? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and then your life will be straight. My gosh. My gosh. You mean I haven't been obedient? You mean I haven't submitted to you? That's why, yeah. Because somewhere we're off track. We're off track. Until you know that you'll know when God has blessed you and you're on the right track. You'll know when you know the call of His hope. Amen? Oh, that song, I'm the one He loves. How is it? I know you're proud of me, even though I don't deserve it sometimes. My God. Oh, my gosh. So good. Romans 8:28. Romans 8:28. To say here. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. What? Yeah. Who sincerely love Him and submit to Him and obey Him. That we know that in all things God works for the good for those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Amen? You know, we can go through that scripture very nonchalantly all the time. Just, what do you say, cliche, say it so cliche, you know. But it says a lot of art for those who love Him. Remember, God desires true love, sincere love, not just I love you, God. Let's go to Jeremiah 17. Is this all right, church? I was blessed when I was writing it down. Oh, man. Jeremiah 17, verse 7 and 8. Listen up. He says, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Oh my God. That's a good branch. Amen. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence in Him. When you trust in the Lord and your confidence is Him, you're a solid Christian. You know? I mean, right there, it just says it all. You're planted by the water. A tree planted by the water, man, has deep roots. Deep roots. Does not fear when times get tough, somebody. The leaves are always green. You're always refreshed. You know? Never. In a down state, like, man, you know. I mean, you know, not that we don't go through sad times, but you're not. You know, no one catches you all. Man, Pastor really looked bummed out the last week. You know, that wouldn't be a very confident person, right? God cannot use you, direct you, or bless you until you trust Him. That's a good word right there, church. God cannot use you, direct you, or bless you until you trust him. My God. Paul prayed that you know the hope which he called you and the riches of the glorious inheritance for those who truly believe. Riches of love, riches of joy, of peace, riches of freedom, riches of wisdom. He also prayed that we know the greatness of his power toward us who believe. We should know that we serve a God of living power. Right? Power that raised Christ from the dead. God has resurrection power, church. And he wants it to be real in our life too. You know? He wants to raise us up. He wants to lift us up. But if we're not trusting in him, then we'll be down. We'll be down sometimes, man. You know? But when your trust is in the Lord and you're living for God like that, man, you know, hard times, but you know what? I mean, like I said, I mean, we will go through hard times, but some of these times, we let anything get us down, you know? And that shouldn't be, you know? Paul prayed that we be enlightened by the Lord. You know, our heart be enlightened. Let me go there again. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. You know, we're God's riches. You know, we're his inheritance. You know, we're who he's proud of. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power? Paul wants us to know that power. You know, if we don't step out in faith, we'll never know the power of God. You know, always playing it safe, not stepping out, you know. But when you step out in faith and you know what, God, I'm going to trust you in this and I'm just going to roll with it. When we go through that like that, we see how big, powerful God is. You know, I mean, sicknesses, troubles at home, you know. It's an all around deal that our walk with God is always calling on our trust in him. Our trust in him is so big. Why is it so big, Pastor? Because that's what we're called to trust him. That's all he ever wanted. You know, he told Adam and Eve, you know, you can have everything in the garden. Everything is yours. Everything. Just don't eat from that tree. That's it. You know, trust me. You don't want to eat from that tree. And that's all he asked for. They were living in heaven. And that snake came around and got her to take a bite. You know? Right? I mean, they didn't trust in what God, they didn't trust in God's instruction. You know what I mean? I mean, I was living it up, kicking it with God, man, you know, chilling. Huh? Yes. All I had to do was take care of the orchards and the garden, and this is life. But because she heard this snake, trusting in God's instruction didn't you know, he got in her head, you know. Amen, church. God, Paul wants our eyes of our understanding open, because that's what's gonna move us into our calling, you know? The understanding, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened that you may know what is the hope of his calling. So, wait, Pastor, I thought there was other calling. Yeah, there's other calling, but you have to trust him first to trust what he's laying in your heart too. You know, I mean, I first got saved. I started coming to church and all right, I'm trusting God, man. I want this. I'm going to be faithful. I come with faithful. And now he plans to lead, to preach the word in my heart. And I had to trust that. You know, but I was already trusting in him, you know. So now what he put in my heart, I got to trust that, and I got to move towards that because I trusted in him. Amen? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.